All right. How many of you have a swagger wagon? All right. Who drives a minivan in the room? Who drives one? Who said they would never drive a minivan and they love it now? Is that anybody? I'm a fan. I was converted. All right. I love it. We actually had a Sienna like that one. You could push a button, the doors open. That was just ideal. So, hey, welcome. So glad you guys are here. This is our Home Point class. This is the class in the Equip brochure. And if you're here to learn how to learn the mistakes I've made on raising the next generation, you're in the right spot. This is Jay Stevenson. Our class runs 6 weeks. Then Jay will pick up. Jay is our high school over our entire Next Gen ministry. And when the Raise the Next Generation finishes in 6 weeks, he will start for 6 weeks after fall break on launching the next generation. So this class is designed to run from toddlers through preteens, and then Jay's class will pick up on preteen through that high school age group. So we're here to, in our hopes to, as a staff, equip you in raising and launching your children. So I just want to tell you, thank you so much for being here. Let me pray for us, and we're going to jump right in. Father, we praise your name and we thank you so much for the privilege you've given us, Lord, to raise children. And Lord, no matter what our marital status is in this room, we've got a common goal, and that's to raise the next generation in a way that brings you honor and glory. So Lord, now that you've given us children, we pray that you would equip us for the task. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So thanks so much again for being here. I want to start out by just walking through a few texts of Scripture and what the Bible says about raising our kids. I've given you a little handout sheet. If you want to follow along, this is on your table. And you're welcome to follow along with me if you'd like. Just a few easy fill-ins if you'd like to. The Bible is our playbook for raising children. Much like Jesus is our role model for how we're to live our lives, He's given us a playbook, and that's the Bible. There are so many options that we can look to for getting advice or counsel in raising kids, but I want you to know that the Bible, for us as believers, is our main guidebook. So let's just start right there. This is Psalm 127 in verse 3, and it just simply says this. If you'll read with me off the screen, you read with me, it says this, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." Absolutely. Special gift. Children are a gift from the Lord. Children are a gift from the Lord. Now, speaking of children, let's talk about your kids just for a second. I just want to go through a raise a hand and see how many kids represented in this room by each of you. So if you've got a newborn, 0 to 12 months, raise your hand for me. If you've got a newborn, so we've got one. All right, two, and brought them with, great, brought them with you. So two zero-year-olds. How about a one-year-old? How many one-year-olds in the room? One, two, anybody else? Three, four, that's right. BJ said, me too. You're parenting that child too, right? You should get credit as well. There you go, absolutely. Let's do it again, one-year-olds. One, two, three, four. Thank you, all right. Two-year-olds. How is rating two? Oh, mercy. One, two, three, four, five. Five two-year-olds. All right. I'm going to ask you, Mitch, to keep a running total as I go. Because at the end, we're going to do this, and you're going to tell me what that total is. You got it? Here we go. How about three-year-olds? How many are raising three-year-olds in the room? Any three-year-olds? Y'all took that year off? I mean, what happened? Yeah, it was just, the economy was bad that year. There were no vacations, you know, no hotel stays. You just kind of took that year off. I get it. All right. So took that year off. Four-year-olds. Who's raising four-year-olds? Whoa, we hit the jackpot. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Wow. All right. Good deal. Five-year-olds. Who's got five-year-olds? One, two, three, four, five, six. Six five-year-olds. Six-year-olds. One, two, three, four, five, six-year-olds. Fantastic. All right. Seven-year-olds. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All right. I've got a seven-year-old. By the way, if I could freeze a child at any age, it would be this age right here, this five, six, seven. Love that age. Fantastic. It's fun. They're engaging. Great time. Eight-year-olds. How many eight-year-olds are being raised? One, two, three. Got it? Three? You bet. All right. Nine-year-olds. How many nine-year-olds are in the room? One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9-year-olds. All right, double digits, 10. Who's got a 10-year-old? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mercy. 11-year-olds. Who's got them? 2 of them. That's 2. That's right. Twins, 2, 3. Yep. 3, I got it. 3. Excellent. And the preteen ultimate 12-year-old. 1, 2, 3, Chris. All right, 3. And that brings this class to a grand total of?
62.
Wow, 62. Fantastic. All right, so in this room, so God has entrusted, the Lord has entrusted 62 kids, okay, to the parents in this room. All right, He's entrusted that to us. So what does He want us to do with these 62 kids? Well, the good news is, the Bible speaks to that. The Bible speaks to what His plans are for us. So I'm just going to walk through a few verses. We'll unpack more of these as we go throughout the weeks. But just quickly, Deuteronomy 6, it just says this, "Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded me, Moses, to teach you, the Israelites, that you might do them," God's commandments, "in the land where you're going over to possess it." Verse 2, "so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God." Parents model obeying God's commands, and their kids grow to fear the Lord. That verse is laying out a great pattern for us. When we follow God's teachings and obey His teachings, we are set. We are modeling for our kids how to fear the Lord. And it says right there that you, your son, and your grandchildren, your children and your grandchildren will grow to fear the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful layout of God's Word. Also, Deuteronomy 6 goes on, 4 through 9. By the way, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, it's some of the best teaching on parenting that we have in all of the Bible. If you were to look, if you're saying, give me one text that I could hang my hat on what God wants me to do with my kids, it's this one. It's Deuteronomy 6, it's 4 through 9. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart, parents." What do you do with that? It's on your heart. Verse 7, "then you parents shall teach them diligently." You're to teach God's commands diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down, when you rise up. Verse 8, "you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." A few great truths to pull from this. First, we are to love the Lord our God. We're to love the Lord our God. We're to love the Lord our God. Second, the commands of God are to be on the parents' heart. So we as parents are to have God's commands on our heart first. It starts in our heart, right? And then the third truth, parents are to teach God's commands to their kids. We're to love the Lord ourselves. We're to have God's commands on our heart and then turn around and teach it to our kids. That's what we've been laid out in Scripture. That's a pattern to follow through God's Word. Another great text to show you. We'll come back to this throughout the next few weeks. Psalm 78 is fantastic. It says this, "For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should teach them to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born." Parents are the key to the next generation knowing God. Hey, this is God's plan A. His plan A is that you and I, as parents of 62 kids, is that we're the ones that pass on our faith to the next generation. Matter of fact, if I had to summarize all those texts in just an easy way to say it, I would say this. Parents are to love the Lord and teach their children to do the same. We are to simply love the Lord and to teach our kids to do the same. It can be narrowed to that simple. I didn't say it's easy. I'm just saying it can be narrowed to be that simple. We're to love the Lord first and teach our kids to do the same. That's how we pass it on to generations to come. Now, sociologists have done a pretty neat thing for us. They've identified that there's really three key stages of development of our children. This is kind of across the board. I want to show this to you and give you an idea of what this looks like. On this left axis is the word receptivity. And it's going to measure how receptive are our children to our teaching. We love the Lord, and we pass it on to our kids. Does their receptivity change to our teaching? And the answer is yes, it does, based off what stage of life that they're in. The reason I also want to show this to you is to show you that we've got a timeline, okay? We don't have forever. So first, I want to congratulate you for being here and saying that we as parents are going to be intentional. We're going to work to raise our kids in a way that we can pass on the generation while we have time to do this and while they'll listen to us. So let's walk through these three. And you can draw this line on your paper if you'd like. This, again, measures how receptive are they to your teaching. The first stage, that 0 to 6-year-old, is what they call the imprint phase. This is kind of like a baby goose that follows a mama goose, or baby geese that follow their parents. They do whatever they see their parents do. Maybe you see, you know, a mama goose walking with 5 little goslings behind, and they pop up on the curb, and the rest just pop up and just follow. They just do whatever the parent does. They just follow right behind them. This is a beautiful phase. This is one reason why I like that 5, 6, and 7-year-old. They like your opinions. They like your ideas. They want to do what you want to do. They'll play the games you want to play. They want to hug. They want to love on you. They're in that imprint. You can do no wrong during this phase. And therefore, the receptivity of them adhering to your teaching is like this. It's just straight up. It's like, man, I'm taking in all that you're teaching me. Now, from there, it goes to a second phase called the impression phase. And that's the 7 to 12-year-olds. The good news about this phase is they are at their peak of receptivity. Okay, that's the really good news. With that, though, comes a lot of questions they're going to ask and a lot sometimes of pushback. And their questions can be really good questions, really hard questions. They want to know facts. This is moving beyond, is Santa Claus real, to some other things, okay? The tough part about this phase is this is a phase where they peak, then begin to go downhill. And listening to parents all of a sudden becomes secondary to maybe to listening to others or listening to sports figures or something maybe that they've seen on social media. So we begin to lose receptivity through this. And the final stage is the coach stage, where we're no longer necessarily in front of them teaching, but we're off to the side just kind of coaching them as they go. At this point, receptivity is beginning to wane downward. Because they have, in a sense, they've said, I've heard you for 13 years. So again, we've got a window of time. That's why I like teaching this part, the 0 to 12-year-olds, because this is when we're most receptive. Let Jay handle the downhill part, all right? And he'll do great with it, so no problem. So if we're going to love the Lord and teach our kids to do the same, now's the time to do it. So again, thank you for being here. Thank you for starting this journey to want to learn this, because this window of time for these 62 kids is absolutely critical, absolutely critical. And by the way, this is the busiest time that many of you have ever experienced in your life. So not only is this the most critical time, but for you, it's the busiest time. And you're thinking, man, I am the most distracted, the most exhausted during the time when my kids need me the most. Okay, that's why we need the Holy Spirit to help us, and He will. Ephesians 3:16, Holy Spirit says that He will empower you, He'll strengthen you, and so we can call upon Him to help us do just that. So this class is designed to help all of us, myself included, to learn, and we can learn this, to be strategic and consistent in our efforts to build faith at home, again, during this very, very busiest season. I will tell you, I've got an 18-year-old, and no one drifts into intentional parenting. You just don't breeze into it. You have to work at it. So again, thank you for being here to work at and to take the steps you need to be intentional as a parent. Butter Steve knows about this class. He knows what's going on. He's a huge fan. He has said himself that our church's job, our staff job, is to inspire you and equip you, so that you can be intentional in your efforts of raising your kids. So he's very aware this class is going, he's excited about it, so he'd be grateful that you're here. So we're going to follow a rhythm over the next 6 weeks. It's an adult learning rhythm, and it's how we try to train adults here at Bellevue, and it follows a simple pattern where we'll present a topic to you, either I'll teach a topic or we'll hear via video a topic. Then at that point, we'll take that topic and put it back to you at tables so that you can discuss it. I'll throw out some discussion questions, let you discuss. That's why we set at tables. And then after, as we discuss those, you'll have a chance to report back what you've discussed. It's a tried and true adult learning method. A lot of corporations use this. A lot of universities use this. And so it's just a way that we can ensure that we're all learning together. So that's kind of the model that we'll follow. And in what I've chosen to do is some of the best teaching I can find is put out by a group called Family Life. This is Dennis Rainey's ministry. He preached here back in June. Dennis Rainey did. He's with Family Life. They just put together in 2018, The Art of Parenting. It's fantastic. And as we look as a staff at what's out there, we simply couldn't find anything better. So our hope is to bring you what we think is the best teaching out there, and that's what this teaching is. So we're excited to bring this to you. Now, let me just say, there's a book that's involved. This book is optional. You don't have to buy this. You are welcome to rip off the cellophane. It's $5. If you want to buy it, you can put $5 in the bucket there tonight. You can bring a dollar. There's 6 weeks. You can bring a dollar each week and skip a week. If it's been a tough week, you can skip a week. You can bring 80 cents for 6 weeks, however you want to do it. The green bucket will always be here, and I just want to recommend. But this resource is usually about $18, and we're selling it for $5. Just we're knocking down some of the costs because we want you to have it. So feel free to rip off the cellophane. I'm about to start the video, and so you're welcome to follow along with that. This is about a 32 minute video, and when we finish, then we will move right into some discussion time. We will see you all next week. Let me pray for us. We'll go. Father God, thank you for giving us a chance to be parents, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in our families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a great night. See you next week, right here, same time.